وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstention in this world does not entail prohibiting the lawful nor destroying wealth. Rather, abstention in this world means that you do not rely more on what is in your hand than what is in the hand of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and that you be extremely desirous in the reward of a calamity which afflicts you if it remains with you. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah jalla jalaluhu loves a person or wills to purify him, he pours a deluge of calamities upon him and inundates him with them. Then when the person supplicates saying, oh my beloved sustainer, Allah jalla jalaluhu replies, yea I am, O my servant, I will grant you whatever you ask me. I will either give it to you immediately or I will store it for you. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when Allah jalla jalaluhu afflicts a person with an adversity while he is on a path which he dislikes, Allah jalla jalaluhu causes that adversity to be an atonement and a purification as long as he does not mention this adversity to anyone besides Allah jalla jalaluhu, or he does not ask anyone besides Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to remove it from him. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people of adversity are given their reward on the day of resurrection, the people who enjoyed well-being will wish that their skins were cut with scissors. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a martyr will be brought forward on the day of resurrection and presented for the reckoning. A person who gave in charity will then be brought forward and presented for the reckoning. The people of adversity will then be brought forward. No scale will be established for them, nor will any register be placed. A deluge of rewards will then be poured onto them. The people who enjoyed well-being in this world will wish there and then that their bodies were cut out with scissors on account of the wonderful reward of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in the year after. Mahmud ibn Labib narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves a people, He puts them through trials and tribulations. He who remains patient shall enjoy patience. He who becomes terrified shall experience terror. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatness of the reward is in accordance with the intensity of the adversity. When Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves a people, He puts them through trials and tribulations. He who is pleased shall enjoy the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who is displeased shall suffer the wrath of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Buraida al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no misfortune and anything above it, even to the extent of a thorn, afflicts a person from the Muslims except for one of two reasons, so that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu may forgive a sin of his which he would not have forgiven except through this affliction, or so that he may attain an honorable position in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, which he would not have attained except through this affliction. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person holds a certain position in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, which he is unable to attain to through any deed. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu therefore continuously afflicts him with things that he dislikes till he conveys him to that lofty position. Muhammad ibn Khalid narrates from his father, from his grandfather, who was a companion, who said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has already decreed a certain position for a person and he does not reach it by the deed, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu afflicts him through his body, his wealth, or his children. He then bestows him with patience in that regard till he conveys him to that position which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu had decreed for him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believing man and a believing woman will continually being afflicted as regards his or her body, children, and wealth till he or she meets Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with no sin whatsoever. Ata ibn Abi Rabah narrates, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked me, should I not show you a person from amongst the inhabitants of paradise? I replied, indeed. He said, this black woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I fall unconscious and my body becomes exposed. So please supplicate to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for me. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you wish, you could exercise patience and you will be rewarded with paradise. And if you wish, I could supplicate to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to cure you. She replied, I will exercise patience. She then said, but I also become exposed. So supplicate to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that I do not become exposed. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated for her. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a woman who was afflicted by some sort of insanity came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supplicate to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for me. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, I could supplicate to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to cure you. If you wish, you could exercise patience and there will be no reckoning on you. She replied, I would rather exercise patience so that there is no reckoning on me. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a tree and shook it till as many leaves as Allah Jalla Jalaluhu willed began falling off. He then said, afflictions and pains are swifter in causing sins to fall off man than I was able to cause leaves falling off this tree. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a calamity shall illuminate the face of the person afflicted by a calamity on the day when faces will be dark, that is on the day of resurrection. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu tests one of you through adversity, just as one of you tests his gold by the fire. So there is some gold that comes out like pure gold. He is the one whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu protected from doubtful things. There is some gold that is inferior to that. He is the person who has some doubts. There is some gold that comes out like black gold. He is the one who has been put through trials and tribulations. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says to the angels, go to my servant and inundate him with adversity. The servant praises Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The angels return and say, O our sustainer, we inundated him with adversities as you ordered us. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, go back because I love hearing his voice praising me. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is afflicted by adversity in his wealth or his self and conceals it without mentioning it to people, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu makes it a duty upon himself to forgive him. Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no hardship, suffering, worry, grief, sorrow, and even a thorn prick afflicts a believer without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu atoning thereby his sins. Imam Muslim rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. No suffering, hardship, illness, grief, and even a worry that concerns him afflicts a believer without his sins being atoned thereby. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no adversity afflicts a believer without Allah jalla jalaluhu atoning him thereby, even if he is a thorn prick. A narration of Imam Muslim rahimahullah states, no thorn or anything above that afflicts a believer without Allah jalla jalaluhu wiping off his sin thereby. Another narration states, without Allah jalla jalaluhu raising his status thereby and wiping off his sin thereby. Another narration states, some youths from the Quraysh went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha while she was in Mina. These youths were laughing, so she asked them, what is causing you to laugh? They replied, a certain person fell on a tent rope and he almost lost his neck or his eye. So she said, do not laugh, because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, no Muslim is afflicted by a thorn prick or anything above that without Allah jalla jalaluhu recording thereby a good deed in his favor and wiping off thereby a sin from his record. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, nothing harmful afflicts a person in his body without Allah jalla jalaluhu atoning thereby from him, from his record of sins. Abu Burday narrates, I was with Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu when a doctor was treating an abscess in his back and he was complaining of the pain. I said to him, if one of our youngsters did this, we would have told him that that was enough. He should stop complaining. So he replied, it would not please me if I do not experience the pain, because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, no Muslim experiences pain in his body without it being an atonement for his sins. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no hardship, grief, suffering, and even a worry that concerns him afflicts a believer without Allah jalla jalaluhu atoning him thereby for his sins. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the suffering of a believer is an atonement for his sins. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when this verse was revealed, whoever does evil shall be punished for it. It worried the Muslims severely. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do as much good as you can and remain balanced in your deeds. In everything that a Muslim is afflicted with, there is atonement for him, even in a hardship that he is afflicted by or a thorn that he is pricked with. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.